In the quest to improve gun safety, public health officials are borrowing a practice that's more common in car sales, talking up the safety features. So when people shop for guns, they will be encouraged to be safe and get a lockbox. KUOW's Ruby DeLuna has this report.
This is a Bulldog safe.
Mike Coombs is showing one of the safes that his store sells.
So it's just a matter of a few seconds, and you can coordinate many, many different combinations into this safe.
The safe opens and shuts like the kind you'd find in a hotel room. Coombs is one of 10 retailers that's working with Seattle King County Public Health to promote gun safety. Participating shops are offering discounts on the safes as incentive.
There is not enough money out there that people say it's too expensive, but what is a person's life worth? It's worth a lot more than, you know, $70 for this or $500 for this.
King County's campaign is driven by new data. Research shows that in the last 13 years, 68 children in King County under age 18 died from gun violence. 25 of those deaths were suicides. Bothell Police Chief Carol Cummings has seen the toll firsthand. Early in her career, she responded to a shooting incident. Two friends found a rifle in the closet of the boys' home and decided to play army. The friend took the rifle, pulled the trigger, and shot the boy in the head.
The friend ran out of the house calling for help. I've never forgotten that night, and the image of that boy lying on the bedroom floor, or the image of the friend sobbing in the back of the police car.
Cummings says part of their job as officers is to protect citizens, and the public can help support their work by locking up their guns. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.